Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Imagine a sharp, stabbing pain on your skin. Sounds like a nightmare, right? While individual experiences may vary, it's how some people describe shingles. This painful blistering rash could interrupt your life for weeks. It could even force you to cancel social events or weekend plans. Over 99% of adults 50 years or older already carry the virus that causes shingles. One in three people will get it in their lifetime. Why wait? Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles today.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire.
Well, time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And listen, if you need advice on relationships, on dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please, baby, please submit your Strawberry Letter to Steve Harvey FM and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. All right?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the Strawberry Letter with my good friend, Shirley Strawberry.
Thank you, Junior. Mm-hmm. Subject: my man is too gentle and loving. Dear Stephen Shirley, I am a 36-year-old female in a long-distance relationship with a man in his early 40s. Things are good between us, and honestly, I am ready to take things to the next level. I only have one problem, and I'm hesitant to move to his hometown if he can't fix the problem. We have been in a committed relationship for 2 years, and when we are intimate, he is very gentle and loving in the bedroom. He has kept his same routine the entire time. He does not do anything freaky or exotic, and he's very passionate. At first, it was okay. He was clearly taking his time to please me. But now, I need him to do more. My sexual desires have changed in my late 30s, and I became more in sync with my body. I want to have sex in other places besides the bed, and I needed to be a little kinky at times. How do I tell him he is not giving me enough sex and that he is pretty boring in the bedroom? I know this is a conversation that I must have with him, but I am honestly unsure how to tell him this. I don't want to turn him off and appear to be a little freak to him, but I am tired of straight lovemaking every time. I have a good thing going with this man, and I don't want to ruin it. I'm also scared that this may be all he has to offer or all he knows how to do. I am not the type to cheat, but I am craving satisfaction. Can you guys relate? Please give me some pointers. Well, what do you mean, can we relate?
You heard it, Shirley.
Well, yes, of course we can relate. Yeah, if this is your concern, that's what we're here for. We'll try to help you for sure. You know, I just know that there are so many people, especially women, who would love to be in your shoes right now. You have a man who is gentle and loving, and you say he's very passionate. I mean, some people would just stop right there. But no, not you. That would be cool with them, but that's not what you want. And you want what you want, and guess what? That is okay, too. So you ask, how do you tell him? How do you tell him? You're going to have to tell him. You do know that, because you don't want to cheat, like you say, and you want other things to go down. You want it to happen other places. I suggest that you tell him nicely. I suggest that you tell him away from the bedroom, like maybe, you know, when you guys are just having a conversation, you can just bring it up in a nice way. Or, you know, if that doesn't work, you can start showing him or you know, I like it this way or I like it that way or something like that. Will you take the risk of him judging you? You maybe will, who knows, but you want what you want. You want to do it where you want to do it and how you want to do it, and you have that right. So you got to be woman enough and strong enough to tell him. I just say tell him in a nice way, and if you can't tell him, then you have to show him. But I would take it, maybe if you want to tell him in a conversation, away from the bedroom. In a just a regular, normal conversation, maybe at dinner. Steve?
Well, yeah, yada, 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 Shirley. That's a nice answer. All that's good. My man is too gentle and loving. 36-year-old woman in this long-distance relationship with a man in his early 40s. Things is good, and she ready to take things to the next level. Only got one problem. She's hesitant to move to the man's hometown if he can't fix this problem. Well, they're in this committed relationship, y'all, for 2 years. And when they're intimate, he's very gentle and loving in the bedroom. He's kept the same routine every time. That means she's getting bored. He does not do anything freaky or exotic, but he's very passionate. At first, it was okay, clearly taking his time to please me. But now I need him to do more. This woman says her sexual desires have changed in her late 30s, and she became more in sync with her body. I want to have sex in other places beside the bedroom, and I need to be a little kinky at times. How do I tell him he ain't giving me enough sex and that he's born in this bedroom? Mm-hmm. I know I got to have this conversation. I don't want to turn him off. I don't want to ruin it. I'm also be scared that this has to be his best offer. That's all he know. And, you know, I ain't the type to cheat, but I need some help. There, here I come. You want to have sex in different places, and you want it to be a little kinky. Sometimes you can't tell men. You just have to do it. Like y'all going to the bedroom in the same place, same bed. Mm-hmm. He walk in there. And,
what does she do?
You know, you got to just create opportunity. Uh-huh. He walk in the bedroom, he naked. He don't see you in there. Baby, where you at? Then you holler, I'm out here. You out here where? Uh-huh. Look out the window. And your ass is laying up there naked in the tree. See, you got to get him out of his comfort zone. Baby, baby, where you at? I'm down here in the kitchen. Half of me is in the refrigerator. And that will cause him to know that when we come back, I'll have several scenarios that you can create to get him out the bedroom and put more spice in your love.
All right, listen, we'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, my man is too gentle and loving. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Come on, Steve, let's recap today's Strawberry Letter subject. My man is too gentle and loving. I think when we left off, she was, half of her was in the refrigerator.
Well, see, what we found is this woman's having this boring sexual relationship with this man, and she want more. She wanted in more than one place, and she wanted to be more exotic, and she wanted to be a little kinky. She don't know how to tell the man because she don't want to hurt him. She's afraid that this may be more. Well, you got to elevate the man's thinking. Like I said before, you got to do some stuff outside. You in a tree.
What is
baby,
that
where you
do?
At? I'm down here. Half of me is in the refrigerator. I ain't saying what half. You need to have sitting in the refrigerator. But you're trying to get him to... Baby, where you at? I'm down here bent over looking for change in the cushions. So you got to get him out the bedroom.
I love these visuals.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah. You want it to stay up, boy.
Baby, I'm naked. I'm looking for you. You ain't in the bedroom. I'm in the living room pole dancing. pole dancing. See, you going to get him stand up.
Uh-huh.
You know, baby... Uh-huh. Baby, I just got out the shower. Where you at? I'm in the basement spanking myself.
You know. Not yourself, though.
Yeah.
Getting it started. Getting it started.
Yeah, you got to get his mind geared up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Baby, where you at? I'm looking for you. I'm up in the attic sweating.
For no reason.
Ladies, in the attic sitting there sweating. See, you got to get it to where... He wants, you know, to, baby, I've been laying here. Where you at? I'm tied up in the garage to the tool cabinet. What's she doing down now?
Let me go find out, though.
Baby, I'm ready. Where you at? I'm in the den choking myself. See, you're trying to get it to be a little more kinky. You got to start. You got to introduce him. Now he can't find you at all. Not because you done advanced it.
Yeah.
See, now he can't even find you in the house no more. He on the cell phone looking for you. Baby, where you at? I'm down at the YCM. I'm down at the YMCA in the pool waiting on you.
That's not the bedroom.
Advanced.
Baby, where you at? I'm down in the kitchen putting flour on myself. And the oven is on. Hurry.
She about to make herself a cake.
Yeah, I'm about to do a hot muffin. Hey, where you at? I'm in the backyard digging a hole.
Yeah.
Baby, I'm trying to find you. I'm in the garage, and the hood ain't the only thing that's open.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's really kinky.
Baby, I can't find you in the house. Where you at? I know this is going to sound crazy, but they closed. I'm down at Chuck E. Cheese. I'm laying in the balls.
What?
Yeah. You know them balls that be in the Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah.
The
game.
The game
just sounded funny. Yeah.
And that's what you got to do. You got to introduce him.
You got to introduce him to it, man.
Any ideas, Jay?
I was gonna ask for a reenactment.
I'm baby. Where you at, baby? I'm in the pool and I let all the water out. Come on now. Don't jump in. Don't jump in. You'll hurt yourself. Walk in.
Don't jump in. Don't die, fool.
Don't die, fool. All right? Baby, where you at? I'm in the den holding on to the ceiling fan. Catch me when I come around, okay? When I come around four times, I'm going to be a little busy, and you catch me, okay?
Baby, where you at? Hold on. I'm sliding down the banisters naked backwards. Ready?
You talking about ready?
Baby, where you at? I'm down at Six Flags when the park is closed, sitting on the roller coaster waiting on you.
That's a shame.
You want to do it in different places?
And I think that'll open his mind up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Baby, where you at?
Where you at,
I'm
baby?
In the baby stroller with both my feet on the ground.
All right, baby, where you at? I'm down at the car wash. I'm all sudsy. Come on down, okay?
Without the car?
I'm all soaped up. Come on down.
Baby.
Baby, where you at? Baby, where's all that wind out here? Uh-huh. I'm coming round the corner. I'm hanging on the back of a garbage truck.
Come on.
All right, we got it.
It's trash day.
All right, listen, thank you guys. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. All right, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.